The Frames Per Second Podcast.
On the next episode of The Walking Dead.
You're fast. Took me forever to catch up.
She was tracking something. Said she'd miss back here.
Patience. Shifts in strategy take time. The border, it will crush them.
You're listening to the Frames Per Second Podcast.
Catch me outside. How about
that? Season 10, episode 5. This is the recap. Make sure you guys subscribe to the show and share the show with a friend. And, you know, we're kind of, as you guys know, this is coming out a day late. But we're still here, so we apologize for that. We just had a couple of scheduling conflicts that we had to rearrange the show. But yeah, man, so we're not going to delay much further. We're going to just go ahead and jump on into the recap. So as always, we start with overall thoughts. So I'm gonna start with B. Overall, just high level.
Okay. Yeah, it was nothing like I extremely love or extremely hate. It was kind of like mid for me. Just overall. And like, again, I think I've said this before when we started this season. It's like I'm at this point, I'm starting to feel like a lot burnt out, from, like Walking Dead burnt out.
It's been 10 years.
So like, yeah, I know. So it's like I don't want to try to go into each episode like, here we go. So I try to go in there like, okay, let me try to find something great. But yeah, this episode was just like mid for me. That's it.
Eric?
I liked it a lot. Negan is, or Jeffrey Dean Morgan is a fucking star. Like every time he's on screen, he just lights that shit up, and he was on screen a lot, so it was a real good episode for me.
Naturally, Nay is back.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Hi, guys.
What up?
How are you? I'm with Brandon. It was meh, but I have felt like that this entire season.
Okay.
I haven't really been impressed, and I'm just kind of watching to see what happens. yeah. Unimpressed.
Mr. Modest.
Yeah, it's about the same as last episode. It's not bad. It's not super good. Like I said, I'm still just kind of bored. I mean, there's a little bit of action with when you know, like Eric was saying, when Negan hits the screen. That whole scene was dope. But overall, man, I'm just still waiting for something to happen. I think I'm waiting on some sort of conclusion, in a sense. And yes, yeah, just feel like it's been drug out or whatever, but I mean it's still done well, like I said last week, but yeah, it's just like okay, what's the next episode,
Mike?
This shit was
snooze fest.
boring. I did not care about anything that happened in this episode. This was complete filler, and it was completely fucking unnecessary. Like Rod said, it was still done well. You know, the writing was still cool. The script was okay, but the fucking episode was boring. We can get into details later, but no, this is a definite no for me. This is like a 2 out of 10.
Damn. You know what's funny is that I missed the first 16 minutes of the show. I was watching.
Yeah. Do you even watch these episodes? Yeah. I've been listening. It's like you need to fall asleep. Every you can't remember what happened.
You watch them? Hey, Ken, do you watch them like real late or something, man? Like, you be going to.
I think boring. You just you come know, here and wing
you know,
it.
I don't care.
I said I'd be winging.
I think so.
But this one, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
Missing the first 16 minutes.
Nah, I had. You know, made it home late Sunday, and I was like, okay, let me watch Power. And I watched Power, so by the time I turned on The Walking Dead, it was already 16 minutes into the show. And I remember saying, all right, well, I probably didn't miss anything.
That's a damn shit.
That is.
And I watched it, and I was able to kind of pick up, like, what happened in the beginning. And the only thing I missed was, you know, how it got to where they were. And I thought there were some things that were revealed, and I watched the first 60 minutes before we started recording tonight, and I was somewhat disappointed that they didn't. So yeah, it was yeah, I wasn't rocking with it. So I think one of the things that just kind of start off that I thought that I didn't know was how Poussé got in the forest and got
that
lost.
Is not that girl
name. And got not, okay, Kelly. Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah. Yes. Kelly is her actual name.
She's going deaf too. She's gonna be like deafy too.
Yeah, which is
DEFCON too.
I know we talked about this. So they're sisters. So that we would assume that that's a genetic thing, right? Kelly and Connie.
This shit is stupid as fuck.
It is very stupid. But what I thought was really, really stupid was her knocking that damn boar out with that damn slingshot.
Yes, that was stupid as well.
Why is that stupid when she can do it with the zombies?
But the zombies because have the weak skulls.
Exactly.
Now, you know I rock with the slingshots, but that was too damn far.
But she didn't kill the boar. She just knocked it on his ass.
I thought his ass was dead.
No, he
was shaking and shit.
She had to stab him. He was still alive.
But he was knocked the fuck out. He couldn't move.
You might be too if she popped you with that slingshot. Remember when she popped the people when they were in that room with Henry and them? Remember?
Yeah. What kind of rocks is she using? Where are you
going? I've been on the side that I hate the slingshot. But I'm just
at
this
point. Slingshot.
Should have got some jacks from somebody. Should have got some jacks.
I love the slingshot. I think it's an innovative weapon in The Walking Dead.
Some bullshit, man.
And some bullshit, but I still like the bullshit.
Yeah, it's different already.
But when that damn boar was lying on his side, hyperventilating, trying to catch his hair.
Did she really just hit me with a fucking rock?
It was confused.
I don't know what just happened.
Right, right.
That don't make any sense.
I was like, okay, now we've gone a little bit too far with the slingshot. You just can't do that to a fucking wild boar.
No.
It just doesn't make sense.
These things are aggressive.
Yeah, and the other thing was, how the hell you get that fucked up by tumbling down the damn hill?
Man, she had internal bleeding and shit.
Where did she hit her head?
It's rocks and shit on the ground. Nah, I mean, that made more sense than that boy getting knocked out.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought she was dumb for being out there by herself anyway. Dumb. Especially when she going deaf in the apocalypse.
Right.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go.
Maybe she didn't know she was by herself. Maybe she thought people were behind her. she thought her crew was still with her. She turned around and said, fuck, where y'all went?
Where y'all at?
Where y'all go?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nah, she actually mentioned that to tell them to go ahead. That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That she was telling the crew that she was...
Because they were stealing that shit, right? Mm-hmm. So she was going to the stash or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Yeah, you did.
This episode was so whack. I mean...
That was after. You was watching that if you watched.
Oh. I think what got me back to this was the sound effect that damn she made when she shot that slingshot.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, man. But
a sound effect she made?
Yeah, it was a sound effect that the way she heard the slingshot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it was the,
she was muffled. But yeah, so you said she hit her head where? I didn't see that.
I assumed she hit her head.
Yeah, I assumed she just knocked on the ground. Y'all
see how much blood she had?
Yeah.
She fell up. Or something or something like that.
Y'all ever seen Romance in the Stone?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they fell down that damn mudslide in that damn hill?
Well, it's Romance in the Stone, and it's the it's two of them.
I know it is.
Yeah, it is. But they did it on both, I think. Yeah.
This was a regular hill. Yeah. Like, there's rocks and pebbles.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I think she probably hit her head. I think she
must have hit her head on a rock or something.
For her to be, like, you know, concussed like that and, like
but the fact
out.
She couldn't walk or nothing like that, like, you didn't fall that hard.
Right. You didn't break your knees.
Right. Like, why can't you just get up?
Right. Right.
God damn.
I mean, you can get up and still be, like, you know,
right. Like, oh, you're a little discombobulated, but you got brain bleeding and shit.
Y'all tumble down a hill in some woods, and I want to see y'all pop back. Y'all
all that. I'm not going to crawl like a snail. I'm not going to be.
Like, oh, what happened?
Like that?
You didn't break your back.
Right.
Just get up.
I'm going to get up and just be like, ugh.
Especially if you hear a zombie coming.
God damn.
Like, ooh, that was a fucked up fall.
But she couldn't hear the zombie coming.
Oh, yeah, she could.
Clearly, because the zombie touched her on her shoulder.
Yeah, it was. You saw that.
That wasn't a zombie.
That was a whisper, right?
That was a whisper.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a whisper.
It had to be a whisper.
Why?
Because the zombies don't reach out dramatic like that.
Why would it be stroking her face?
Zombies do dumb shit when the writers want them.
No. Not like that.
A zombie has never reached out to fucking stroke a cheek.
That shit was
funny. That had to be a whisper.
You saw how that fingered? Like the
right, it was like, ooh, girl.
If it was not a zombie.
If it was a whisper, she probably wouldn't have survived.
If it was a zombie, she probably wouldn't have survived.
The zombie went straight for her face.
Right.
That's what I was going to figure out. I was going to ask you.
I think it was Gamma.
I think it was another whisper that was spine. It could have been Gamma, but I think it was a whisper.
Something seems to be up with Gamma. What, is she trying to contaminate the water source? Like,
that's what I was going
to that's what she was doing.
Which I was going to wait, but, you know.
Since we're there.
No,
since we're there.
Since we're there.
Give my props.
for.
What you say?
I've been told y'all this shit was alpha.
No, you did. You
I've
did.
Been
you did.
Told oh, y'all
so,
that.
So yeah, definitely. The tree.
Yeah, don't scrunch your little face up now, Eric.
I ain't scrunch up shit. I'm the first one to give you fucking props.
Try to be right here.
He can't be right today.
When he wrong,
he can't be right today.
No, no. Look, see, I know when I'm wrong, and I admit when I'm wrong.
Clearly,
I'm
going.
Stop.
Clearly, you don't.
I'm just saying.
Somebody enlighten me. What it was said.
No.
Okay, you haven't been here.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
But you've heard the episode.
I have, but I don't recall.
Eric and I were saying that we think it was Beta that was sending the waves, but it turned out to be Alpha that was sending the waves.
I've been saying for the whole time that
Wait,
I thought
I miss
it was Alpha.
That?
Yeah, you've been gone for about three episodes.
What did I miss?
No, listening. Oh. Listening to the podcast?
No. She watched the episode and then pick up that Alpha.
Yeah, she said it when the other guy that was trying to like challenge her was like.
When she cut his Achilles off or whatever.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Basically what they've been saying about
the water, mm-hmm. the dam. They're basically cutting off their water supply. Mm-hmm. They pushed the tree into the thing.
That.
And that's why he said, well, why don't we just send the full force? And that's why he ended up getting killed. Yeah, she was like, don't challenge me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it has been out for this whole time.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. I was trying to wonder. I didn't understand.
Yeah, how do you cut off
some scorpion shit that quick?
From the back.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was Beta. That was okay with me.
No, wait. But he cut the motherfucker like right here.
Yeah, I didn't know you would die from that. But I guess you do.
Yeah,
that still was some ninja shit though.
Yeah, that alpha shit was goofy.
Like what the fuck?
Like what you? How did you cut him that fast? And he didn't see it coming.
Exactly.
She's
not that damn fast.
She's not that fast. She's kind of short. She's a little
right.
You know, a little girthy.
Her equilibrium is a little off.
Yeah.
She tried.
Why girthy?
I'm just. You know, she's got a little width,
right? You know what I'm saying? So you know, it comes a little slower,
right? You're not gonna spin that quick with a booty that big.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
So how does she get
a little love handle on the side too?
Right.
The sweater.
He should grab one and say, "Uh-uh." Fuck this.
Yeah, like a little muffin top. How you got a muffin top with a sweater on? Oh, I was like, damn.
I ain't never seen
about
a muffin top on Walking Dead until her.
Right.
She the only one.
God.
With a sweater on.
Bruh.
With a full layer sweater on, too.
Man.
That Candyman shit, too. That shit thick. That shit thick. That shit thick as hell.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
See, I'll split you from your groin to your gullet, boy. Gullet. Talking shit to me.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Ninja style.
That was so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it was.
Why couldn't she just cut him like normal? Like, who even thinks to cut somebody there? Who cuts somebody on the inside of their elbow?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I will say this, though. Some of the best zombie kills Negan did in this season so far was in his episode.
That was like the best thing
about this episode was like, I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
That was the only like great thing I liked about this episode was the zombie kills.
So that was the other thing that I thought I missed. How he got out. And coming to find out, it wasn't that crazy-ass Negan worshiper.
Right.
I was disappointed. I'm like, what the hell? How the hell did he get out now?
So, yeah, we still don't know.
But you know that follows the storyline, right?
I get it. He was one of the Savior's sons and blah, blah, blah. But you ain't shown up until now. Negan been in jail. You ain't visited him,
mm-hmm.
said what's up, nothing.
Even when he was out in the garden. He was
right. Where were you? What was Brandon? Is that his name?
Yeah,
where the
Brandon.
Fuck were you?
Yeah.
But now, all of a sudden, Negan gets out. You can track him. Daryl couldn't find him. What's his name with the one arm? What's his
Daryl
name?
Not
Aaron.
Looking for him.
I was going to say, are they actually looking for him?
Well, I thought somebody was looking for him. When he first got out, wasn't somebody looking for him?
I'm pretty sure they
were.
Yeah,
I can't remember who it was.
Because Daryl went after Kelly.
No, I'm talking about before, when he first got out.
No,
when he first got out.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It was what? It probably was.
Fisto.
Yeah. And then he got stuck with the Gamma Girl and watching
her. Yeah, I think that's – and they was looking for Negan at that point. So I think
right.
you could be right.
So
yeah.
he couldn't find him.
Right.
But Brandon,
right.
the son of a savior, he could find him.
Didn't even look for him. Didn't give him no commissary or nothing. Didn't he write no letters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't put no money on his books.
Nothing. Didn't put no money on the books. Shit.
You're right, though, man.
But you just show up.
Right.
Books, nigga.
I'm saying.
Hey, look. We talking prison terms right now.
Right.
He was in prison.
It's not a real prison.
He didn't even chisel him, but you worship him like that?
Yeah.
You trying to learn the whistle and all this? This whole episode was forced. Eventually.
Yeah. He got it. Shit was goofy, after he killed the kid and the girl. And Negan told him, I don't kill kids. When he got mad when he started talking to him about Carl.
Yeah.
He got pissed off about Carl.
Boy.
I was going to kill him.
He had grabbed Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Lucille.
He did that little face and shit to him.
Like that shit. He did that shit. He gave like, him the gauge. He gave him right. Face.
Yeah, yup.
I thought something was wrong with that kids. Damn kid.
There
though.
Is.
There is something the wrong
kid?
With him.
There is something wrong with him.
The white kid sitting on the car that he was talking to.
Oh, that kid.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that was just sitting there and shit like, yeah, buddy.
When yeah.
He was no, he did there. Have big ass hands, though.
He did actually.
If you look when he talk about, look close. He got the
man. He had the Mr. Potato Hands, didn't he? Them big white motherfucking hands.
He got like the opposite of Logic hands. His hands big as fuck. He looked like he could hold the world by himself.
So Logic ends up in every goddamn conversation.
Every damn time.
So he would be good for that. What's called?
Oh yeah, nut.
Nut tap.
Nut tap.
Nut tap. So he would be a master at that, huh?
Yeah.
That's what Negan was saying.
If he taps somebody's nuts, they're going down, though.
That's horrible. Mm.
That was a weird comment.
I felt that way, too. Yeah, okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. I was just like, ah.
That's some white folk shit.
Yeah.
No, I do. No, I'm aware of like the nut tap game. Like, I've seen it.
Oh, that's a real game?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's an actual thing. Have you played sure? No.
You lying.
He is lying. He had
I got skinny fingers, man.
Pause. You took too long to answer.
I'm going to pause you, goddamn.
You took too long to answer.
You put your paws on what?
Nah.
What did you say?
God damn, what I cannot fuck with y'all.
What is his fingers too skinny to tap nuts?
I was
going to
let it go.
Oh, my God.
Let it go.
What the fuck, man?
That's the reason why he didn't play is because his hands too skinny.
So somebody told you before, hey, boy, man, this don't work right. Your hands too skinny.
Hands too skinny.
You can't tap my nuts with them hands.
You're not finna tap my nuts with those skinny hands.
But nah, I grew up in a black town, man. Nah, we didn't do that. But I'm aware of it.
I grew up around white people, and yes, they do that shit all the time. They just walk by and pop you in the nuts.
I mean,
that's somebody pop you the nuts.
I've been popping the nuts before, yes.
I wish a nigga would.
What
though?
It's really the flick of the wrist, though. Deegan was right.
Yeah, if you do it good.
Deegan was right.
If you never play, how
I'm aware of it,
though. He's lying.
I haven't played it. I haven't played it.
He already said somebody told him his hands was too skinny.
If he didn't play, he was practicing.
That was a right.
But that's why he had to work on his wrist flick. No, he had to get his wrist flick right.
You like basketball, you pick teams and shit. Like, nah. I'm skipping him.
I'm skipping him.
He kicked rocks afterwards, man. Shit. Like, fuck, man.
Damn, man.
Yo, Nate, you got to save me, man. You back, man. You got to save me, man.
You brought that on yourself.
Can't save you from the skinny fingers, but
oh man. Damn, man, he ain't never get picked. Damn,
he never got picked for the nut tapping game.
What's wrong with you today, Eric? I can't tap no nuts. They won't let me tap no nuts.
Fuck y'all, man.
This is how bad the episode was.
Basically, I don't have nothing else to talk about. Okay, did y'all buy the whole relationship with Negan and Little Boy, like for him to be that bad because Brandon killed the little boy?
I think he likes kids. He hangs out with Judith, hung out with Carl.
Because won't nobody else hang out with him?
Eh. Right, the Cardinals weren't talking to him.
Yeah,
they weren't fucking with him.
But I still think he likes kids. And
I do, only because I think he's trying to
change.
Yeah. So for him to come back, and remember, he told him, he said, I don't kill kids. I would never kill a kid. So for him to come back and find that guy that he basically kicked off, told him to run off, that he ended up killing them people, man, I could see him being upset about that. And he had just developed a short, quick bond with that kid.
That's what I'm talking about, the bond. I didn't really feel it. Like, I feel like they rushed this. I would have been a lot more interested if this took, like, 2 or 3 episodes.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Mm-hmm. For him to actually, like, form a bond with the kid and then for Brandon to show up and kill him, I would have felt something. I didn't feel this.
I think ultimately throughout the entire, like, conversations with him and the creepy little savior son is just that he's not the same person anymore. Regardless of whether or not he killed a kid or just the stuff that he was saying, bringing his jacket, bringing his Lucille and all that stuff, just it was a reminder of who Negan used to be. Mm-hmm. And Negan is very much not that person. So I think that it was more about the struggle with Negan on who he was and who he is now.
And they took time to say that.
No. And the thing is, I got all that. I just didn't care. They didn't make me give a shit. Because it was just like, it was so half-assed and empty. Like, I would have just felt more if, like, we saw Negan protecting these people. forming a bond with these people versus, oh, I just met you. It's a chick and her kid. Now I'm mad because you killed them.
Oh, I didn't need all that. I actually felt it when I was like, oh, shit, he just fucking killed him. I don't know if that's because, is that in the comics at all? Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was the same way.
Oh, huh?
Yeah, I was the same way when I saw that he killed
them. You was like, oh, shit? Yeah, I was just
but
like,
y'all didn't know that was coming?
Nah.
I knew that was coming a mile of fucking way.
I didn't know that was coming.
The second he said, get your ass out of here, I'm going to fuck what y'all tell him. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's going to come back and he's going to kill them and he's going to have to kill them.
I really didn't think he was going to kill them.
I saw it.
And I guess because we haven't seen kills like that in a while, mm-hmm. That was like a little unexpected for a mother and child. Oh,
okay.
And then how brutally he killed the guy.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Him bashing his head with a rock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I felt like he needed to suffer a little bit more, though.
He that suffered, was pretty bro. Suffering.
I felt like he looked like he was out cold after that first hit, though.
He was.
I mean,
out cold? Yeah. I think he was still kind of dazed a little bit.
That's just the brain, just you know, nerves.
The brain trying to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Pusey when she found him.
No, we're not going to call her. Like
what y'all think about that story?
Man, I like that.
What again?
The story that Daryl told. I didn't know how much I cared about Daryl telling Connie.
Oh, yeah.
When he told her the story about the water,
his brother and stuff.
Don't we go get the beer? I kind of like the story.
It was so corny and awkward, but it made for like an awkward chemistry between them that they keep playing on.
Which is good for Daryl because Daryl would be kind of awkward when it comes to talking to a woman. He got him one. He got him a little deaf girl.
I just want it to work out. I just want him to be happy.
He don't hit that one because he done hold hands. He never held hands with Carol like that.
He didn't. Mm-mm. I saw that.
He
I was
held
like,
hands with her. He said, we family, girl. He basically said, we go together.
Or was he just telling her, come on, let's go?
Man, the way he zoomed in on them hands.
Yeah, that was obvious. He about to hit that one. He got to wash his nuts. He ain't wash his nuts in 10 seasons. He got to wash his nuts.
That looked like, come on, girl, let's go. We're going to need to find you.
Eric is right. The way they zoomed in, the way they were holding
hands. I mean, ultimately it was, but he don't be affectionate with nobody like that.
He don't touch anybody.
He don't touch. He don't even touch. He hug Carol. Now, they will hug and stuff, but to just hold her hand and say, come on, girl.
And he don't tell Carol them little quippy stories. He don't do that. He told her a story. He said, look, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, if a nigga start telling you stories, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one step below Bible verses, or Langston Hughes poems. I'm about to really put it on the app. I'm about to hit you with this Langston Hughes poem.
So Bible
scriptures.
Hey, don't look at me like that.
You hit him with the Bible scriptures
back in the day.
What book, hey, Mike? What book?
I hit him with a little Matthew. You know what I'm saying? I hit him with a little something.
The Matthew,
little Exodus. You know what I'm saying?
We got to do some Begatting in here, girl.
Hey, girl.
Not Exodus.
I'm about to treat you like Bathsheba in this motherfucker, boy. You know what I'm saying? Now we do.
And
Debbie probably go for that because I'm sure she ain't got nothing in a minute.
None of them have. Well, no, some of them have.
Yeah. Magma.
Magna been getting it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got it.
What's her deal? So she was in jail, and was the other girl her lawyer? Like, and then so now you realize I actually did kill the nigga, and so now we got beef. I don't understand. Why do we care?
We don't.
Mm-mm.
She
just stealing shit. Yeah, that's all she doing.
And they didn't even give a good reason for her to be stealing stuff. Right. Why are you stealing shit?
Because she's a thief. Because she's a criminal.
So then why is Pusey doing it too?
I don't know. Maybe she's easily
influenced.
She probably thought it was for something else. She probably heard differently.
She heard it wrong. I can't. This episode was bad. This was just bad.
She misunderstood.
Oh, she thought it was hide and go seek.
Oh, no.
It was like the Easter egg game where they hide shit.
We're going to get shut down.
Look, Ken said it.
We're going to get shut down.
They can't hear us.
Not the Easter
egg.
Who's
going to shut us down?
Not Easter egg hunt.
Who's going to shut us? Because if they use that machine, it's going to take a long time. They said that machine they be using.
Yeah.
It's
going to Stop,
that
man.
That shit read slow.
Stop. It read slow as shit.
No feelings, no emotion.
None. They're not going to know who said it. We can just say the motherfucker left.
I'm not doing this.
That's fucked up.
Hey,
bro. Oh, y'all stupid.
I'm gonna blame it all on Eric.
That
was Eric. Nah, man. That was a robot voice.
Yep. Got my own grades to
die. That was Eric. That said that.
But one thing that the guy, the carpenter, thinks that the whispers cut the tree down.
He said that the roots were good and it was a good tree. So that pretty much.
So how would you not
that,
hear somebody cutting the tree? Chopping
I
the tree
don't
down.
Know, but I'm point, just right? saying. I just asked. Y'all presented a different idea.
It makes no sense.
But the guy said that it was a good tree. He would know.
We told you what happened. We told you what happened. If that same string she used. If that string can cut through a bone, if she get a longer one, she can cut through a tree. Because she didn't even struggle with the dude's head.
She sure didn't.
And that shit came right off.
That shit popped off like it was silly putty.
Right.
Man.
She got that same string that Ghost used to choke that dude in that fucking.
I was about to say, elevator, is that a Russian? Is that
it's some kind of Russian string.
And that guy paranoid as fuck. They need to give him some answers.
But he's right.
Yeah, he is right.
The little carpenter, because he's going around talking to everybody.
Yeah, he is. Shit.
He's like that conspiracy theorist. Yeah.
Man, they doing my boy Ezekiel wrong, man.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga got golf balls him? Coming out his goddamn throat.
Man, you
like,
saw that
what
shit?
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
We going to give him throat cancer now? We going to give the one nigga throat cancer?
That shit happened in a week. Like, he did, like when he was with Michonne, he wasn't coughing and shit. No. He wasn't doing nothing. He was walking fine. A week or 2 weeks later, this nigga got
thyroid
gout going out his damn throat.
Motherfucker got a hernia in his neck and shit.
They didn't get a black man cancer. Like, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man.
At least it wasn't like syphilis or something.
Man.
He must have asked to be off the show. No. That shit came out of nowhere.
This is just what they do. Morgan must be coming back.
But that though,
right?
So yeah, for him to grow a second head, that's kind of that's a bit much.
What the hell?
I know
Carol really ain't gonna want him now.
That's why he hung up,
right? Yeah. She gonna know I got this extra head coming out.
That's he crazy. Knew. I was like, wow, man, they ain't have to do him like that. I would like him. Yeah, he may still go out. He may have an honorable death.
Why even do that?
I don't know, and that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, why give that man
give him cancer? Like maybe it's gonna lead to something.
Of all the things, in the zombie apocalypse, you gonna get throat cancer?
I mean, we haven't seen anybody get cancer yet, so
I
guess
I do agree with that.
It's kind of interesting.
It was interesting that cancer came into play, but I just hate it was with a black man. All these white people on the show, you gave the one. Like, Lee, that's so crazy.
It's probably about time, if you really think about it. It's about time for Ezekiel to die, because he's really had the worst time on this show. Because think about it. Like,
I would have rather him jump off the dock.
Nah. Mm-mm. Nah. But now we know why he wanted to jump off the dock. Death. If he killed himself, I'd have been fucking livid. The way they do black men on this show, if he killed himself,
too
no.
Shame.
But he lost his whole kingdom. He done lost his girl. He done lost his pet tiger. Mm-hmm. He's lost. I mean, all his people died. He got no people. Right. He done lost all his kids, his little adopted kids.
Yep.
He's got nothing left. So it's probably about time for him to go ahead and just call it a day. Just let him go out like a G. Let him go out fighting.
Right.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Don't let him just sit up in a chair. Carol, I love you, girl. And then die. No, I'm going to be mad.
So I thought I heard some other people coughing in the city or whatever, wherever they were at.
So they catching the cancer?
Did you? No, not catching the cancer, but I was thinking about them poisoning the creek. So I was wondering
is it starting to affect them and stuff?
Because you know, like, whenever somebody coughs in a TV show, it's definitely in the script. So it's no accident that they cough. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But I didn't notice.
You don't remember that?
No, Iron Man hand sitting up here watching her contaminate the water and ain't saying shit.
Yep.
Well, we don't know. He hadn't got back yet, has he?
Yeah, he did. He got back to give us some gauze.
But he didn't get back to the
this
crib.
Is that was the
first
second
thing
day.
He should have did. Yep.
He saw her do that shit twice.
But did we see him after that? I don't think we saw Aaron. I don't think we've seen Aaron since.
We didn't, but
you mean to tell me I see you putting zombie guts in our water.
And he's on his way back.
No, and then I see you do it again. And you cut your hand, and give you gauze.
Wait, he didn't see him do it twice.
He did. Remember,
he
was she was
he
tired
saw her
in the first
do it
time.
Once.
And then the second time, she cut her hand, and he gave
and
her the bandage.
And that's when, remember, Gamma went back, and Gamma was like, I need another guardian. Old boy started talking shit.
Yeah.
And then she was like, you got your guardian. She came back with the guardian, and this was nighttime when she went to holler at Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came back the next day, it was daytime. And that's when she cut her hand.
I don't remember the first time.
Yeah, the first time, because she thought she didn't see him. The second time was when he came out, because at this point, I know, I see you. You done cut yourself here. And you help her out and give her this bandage, and you watching her put content. Do you not realize what she's doing? Like, what the hell? Hmm.
So you don't remember the first time that he saw her?
I don't remember the first time. It was in the very beginning of the episode.
She didn't see him, but he saw her.
Okay.
She heard something, and she was looking, and she was looking like, what was that? But he was gone by that point.
But the camera showed that it was him?
The camera saw him watching her.
Okay.
Yeah, that made no sense. Okay. Why would you not only not snitch and tell your peoples that she poisoned in the water, but why would you even go as far as to give her, you know, gouges? Like, that was stupid.
Yeah.
I thought you hate these motherfuckers.
Why are you talking like Connie right
eating.
Now?
He trying to be discreet.
Is that what that was?
That's what I didn't understand. Like, why was he, friendly with her like that?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
It seems like, but it would have made sense for the old Aaron. Because remember, that was Aaron's whole MO, was like turning people and bringing them back to the...
Helping them out.
But the way Aaron's been lately, like the whole, like, I hate Negan, I want to kill Negan. But you over there trying to get the fucking Whisperer girl.
I'm from Vermont.
Back. Yeah, where are you from? What the fuck? Really? That's what we're talking about right now?
Why didn't he stop her, though? Like, that's my thing. Like, be nice or whatever.
Why did they pick Vermont?
He didn't even, hey, stop.
Like, what are you doing?
He seems like he's from
Vermont. Yeah, what the hell are you doing over there?
He does seem like he's from Vermont, but it was just.
That's where Bernie from, man. That's the only thing I know about Vermont. Bernie from Vermont. It ain't shit about Vermont, bro. You
know, they just corny like that. It seemed like he'd be from there. Hey, just don't poison the water. I mean, you know, we can all share the water.
But obviously that's going to lead to something. Alpha was like, we can use him for something. So that's going to, I don't know what that's going to come to.
But he's not cool with Lydia. He's steady giving Lydia the fucking stink eye. But he's going to bring a straight up adult Whisperer back?
Not an adult.
This shit don't make any sense.
It doesn't, man.
Who all of a sudden is having issues with her sister's death.
Right.
Just randomly out of the blue. Like, you...
This whole episode was just some garbage. It was bad. It was not good.
They didn't come through with this one. I really had high hopes, because they've been doing well, and this one really took it off a cliff. I've liked this season so far. The Alpha and Beta episode I thought was bad, but the episode that we had last week I thought was pretty good.
That was one of the only ones I think I enjoyed.
All right, so based on what happened in this episode, maybe this was a setup episode, where could we go from here?
I think it's going to be another Negan-centric episode. We're going to see his interaction with the Whispers and see where that goes.
I don't understand that either.
What do you
understand
mean?
Negan and the Whisper thing?
Yeah, or? Like they're saying that we making use him or something. I don't understand that.
But they were talking about using Aaron.
No, but I thought they said that with Negan, too.
In the preview?
Oh, in the preview they said.
Oh, Negan. I didn't see the preview.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't see the preview.
Yeah, with the preview they said with Negan we can use him.
Well, I guess I'll have to wait till next week to find that part out.
Yeah, they might try to make him do some evil shit. Enemy of my enemy type shit.
How do you make Negan do some shit?
But remember we were saying before that we thought that this was going to lead to something that happens in the books.
Right.
It's going in that direction.
Oh, it is.
So... Mm-hmm. Hopefully they do it right. Hopefully they do some interesting things with it. Mm-hmm. Right now, it seems like they're forcing it because they're not really playing the story out that well. That's all.
So
I don't understand it. I guess soon I'll understand it, but right now I just don't get it.
I would like to see Negan like whoop some of their asses. That'd be cool. Because with him now having Lucille and putting on a jacket now, it kind of makes it seem like he's trying to revert back to old Negan. Mm-hmm. So if he was able to do that on the Whispers, that'd be cool to see for me. But other than that, I really could give a fuck.
Mm. But it seems like he's kind of aligning with them based on the previews.
I mean, he could just be playing them.
That could be it too. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
Do y'all like Negan now?
I never didn't like Negan. I mean, I didn't. I always liked his character.
Yeah, I liked his character when he was evil. I like his character now. Yeah, I've always liked his character. I've always felt like he's a complex character.
I feel like they're trying to force me to like him.
I agree with that.
They're not doing it well. They're really not doing it well.
Because he died down for a good minute. So it's like they're trying.
Yeah, I didn't like weak Negan.
They're forcing it back in. Like, hey, like Negan again. Don't forget. Yeah. Like, so. I mean, before I did. I mean, yeah, when he first hit the scene, yeah. But
him, yeah. I can't take him seriously as this sympathetic nice guy. I just can't. Because, I mean, you can always make excuses and say, okay, granted, this was like 7 years ago that he was this bad guy. Mm-hmm. And he was doing these things because he had to. But even with all that, I just can't really take this that seriously because I don't think they're doing it that well. I think he's an amazing actor. I just think that what happened tonight should have maybe played out over the course of like maybe 3 or 4 episodes.
I don't think I would have wanted to see that drug out either. I feel like they're doing enough dragging, like to drag that out. I don't know if I wouldn't have enjoyed that.
I mean, they could have had other shit going on. I don't mean like 3 or 4 straight episodes of just Negan, but just make him a side story so we start to get used to this. Oh, he's actually a good guy. Because all we really have to go on right now is, oh, he likes Judith and he's sad over Carl's death. Oh, he likes Lydia. It's like, okay, cool. You like a bunch of kids. Like, you're a pedophile. Like, why are we supposed to be so cool with this? He's like the R. Kelly of the zombie apocalypse.
No, he is not the Pied Piper of the zombie apocalypse. How do we know? I think the thing that I like is I don't buy him as a good guy. I think that he does, the actor, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, does a really good job of showing us the conflict that he's going through with where he is now versus where he's been. So I've never really bought him as a good guy. I don't necessarily want to look at him as a good guy, but I do feel like he's in conflict with himself, and I do like that aspect of him.
I was fine with him until he came to the rescue of the two people in the bus.
Yeah.
That didn't seem like Negan. That seemed like something like
Rick would have done.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know about that one. Like, he's running off to play the hero all of a sudden.
Are they trying to make it? No,
that's what I was going to say. Him and Rick were kind of the same guy in a sense, though.
Like,
In a sense of, like, you know, like captains of their team. And
yeah,
you know,
but
like,
Rick was the Captain Save-A-Ho all day long.
Yes,
yeah,
all day long.
Never that guy.
But they went about it in two different ways. I think Negan was the same way. He just was a lot forceful with his people. But like, the people loved him, though. But they loved him.
Random people? Negan would have never just went and saved some random-ass people. Like, they're trying to force him into the Rick role.
I think,
and it's not working.
Yeah, I agree. I think ultimately they had the same MO. They both wanted to protect their people. They just went about it in two completely different ways. Rick wanted to be open and open arms and beautiful community. Mm-hmm. And
more like
Negan,
a Democrat.
Right. And Negan was like, shut that shit down. We're not fucking with anybody and we need y'all shit so my people can eat.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that with the death of Carl, again, that goes to my enjoying his conflict with the death of Carl. It's like he's trying to adopt more of Rick's ways because it's allowed him the ability to still be living and see how the community does kind of work. And that goes into that conflict that he's dealing with. How much of it does he revert back to of Negan, and how much Rick does he adopt into his character?
It's too much Rick. Him walking by a bus, hearing a scream, and just no hesitation, running into the bus. I'm not with that.
It's in the radio. I'm not with walkers that. And he hears a scream, and he just ran in to save the day. I don't know about that one.
And he's chilling all laid back, talking with them, like, what y'all up to? Where are you from?
He's
man. I just can't. It's not believable to me.
Really?
Nah, because we haven't spent enough time with it.
I feel like they spend a lot of time showing that he's different.
But not that different to where I'm going to rush into a bus and risk my life to save these two people I don't know.
I feel like that he's, like I said, all the saves he's made up until
He only saved Judith.
Judith and
Lily.
Lily.
But those made sense.
Right.
Because he has a connection with them. I just wasn't buying him running to save somebody he doesn't know.
And then he saved,
Aaron.
I mean, that made sense,
like
too.
Like a complete ass.
They've been building up to this moment.
But these are people that he knows that's in the community that he's a prisoner in.
And that was something to prove, too. Like, him saving Aaron would have helped him in the community. Him saving these two random-ass people on a bus... Nah, bro.
Yeah. I feel like they've been showing change, like when he left and then he came back, put himself back in prison and all that shit.
But then he broke out and he's out free and he had a chance to get the bat and the coat. He doesn't get it. And then as a free man, he decides to go save these people. Like, if he was that changed, why would... I mean, I guess he was saving his life. I don't know. I bought... Every single aspect of him being changed, it's just that particular scene.
It was too much.
Yeah. I just didn't buy that one.
I didn't.
It was too Captain Save-A-Ho for me.
Way too much.
Let me ask you all this. Did
those knees hide me too?
They do, but just not by Negan.
In the books, did Negan have a child or no? Okay.
But did he?
I think he did. I think he had a family.
I knew he had a wife.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I think they did a separate issue or something to tell his backstory.
I don't remember.
So, well, I don't know, because he didn't see them. He just heard screams, right? He just heard distress and ran.
Yeah, he just heard the woman scream. Yeah.
He went off running.
Fast.
Yo, Rod, did you notice that tracking shot when he was running down the aisle of the bus? I thought that was really dope. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that shit was tight. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I stand on this issue of Negan.
That's why I said Captain Saber, huh? They still do it well. Like the production and everything is done really well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I didn't see the trailer. You said you saw the trailer. Anybody else?
I didn't see it.
Y'all didn't see the.
I don't think I did or not. I think maybe I did, because now I'm starting to think.
Yeah, he was walking with them. But
I remember somebody was putting on a belt or something. Carol was pulling a gun out of a drawer. Yeah. But I don't remember no details of the trailer, because I was just irritated by the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this is stupid. So are we okay? So where does all of this go? Like, how did it end? Daryl was leaving, right? Wasn't Daryl leaving with some people?
He was going to take. Was he going to take Ezekiel back to where Carol and them were?
Nah, because Ezekiel walked off.
He was going to take somebody somewhere.
Yeah, he was leaving with Dog. I can't remember where
I'm glad they brought Dog back. I haven't seen Dog in a minute.
No, Dog's been in the
really?
Episode. Yeah,
no, he hasn't.
Dog always in the background barking. Dog.
I ain't hear Dog.
Mm-mm. Yeah, huh?
Dog hadn't been around, man.
Because he wasn't when they were in that school and stuff. He wasn't around then.
Well, he didn't bring him to the damn school. There's no use for Dog in the school.
But they ended up in the school. They were out looking for stuff, and they ended up in that school. But anyway, yeah, the last episode. Well, the one that's kind of like horror film.
Oh, that school.
Yeah. That's
yeah, Dog wasn't there. But Dog might have been there. We didn't see him. Y'all don't know what Dog be doing.
Mm-hmm. Dog run real quick and then he be gone. It's not like,
But that episode ended with Negan. He was trying to get the attention of the walkers and stuff. But then the whispers came, and then that's where he saw Beta.
I think he was trying to get the attention of the whispers. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was trying to get the attention.
Yeah.
Because it's like he was about to fight Beta.
But in the preview, he like walking with him and stuff.
Yeah, he ain't trying to fight Beta. Beta whooped Negan's ass, man.
For real.
Beta had a hard time with Daryl.
Beta ain't going to whoop Negan's ass.
Beta's going to whoop Negan's ass. I bet you money. Mm-mm. Beta threw Beta Negan ain't, like Beta he ain't shit. All that. He needs to be.
Beta ain't all that.
it looks like.
But I think Daryl could whoop Negan's ass.
Nah, I don't think so.
Shit. I think Daryl could whoop Negan's
ass. Yeah, if Rick can give Negan a run for his money, then Daryl can give.
Because Daryl could have fucked
Rick
up.
A run for his money.
They got in a couple fights,
remember?
Yeah, Rick and Daryl.
I thought Rick used to always get his ass whooped.
Rick did. He did. He never won.
Nah.
But he stood up to him. He gave him the good old Levo. You know?
Right.
The college try. But nah, I think Daryl could take Negan.
So I think our Sadiq storyline ended. I think
nobody gave a fuck about.
I know, but I think it's just PTSD. I don't think he did anything or had any involvement. I think he just watched.
That's trash.
Based on what we saw.
That was so annoying.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna tell what happened. And he just fizzled out. I was like, okay.
You just connected over.
He just need to go home, take care of the baby, leave everybody alone. Just be a stay at home dad, because you ain't worth a damn. He over there talking to Ezekiel, who got lumps in his neck, a whole head growing out the side of his face. And you talking about, I've been going through some shit too. Don't nobody care about that.
Right. I'm finna die.
Right.
You see my neck? The fuck is wrong with you? I got Gary Coleman growing out the side of my motherfucking neck.
At some point,
you're gonna have
eyes in a minute.
Pretty much.
Hey, you wanna talk about your feelings? The fuck out of here, bro.
We can't relate right now.
Right. Negan lost, Ezekiel lost the whole accent and everything.
He's like, I am fine.
He said, hey, bro, I told you I'm fine. Yeah. Why the fuck are you touching on my neck?
Yeah, he got mad fast.
He sure did.
That shit was funny.
Slapped the shit out of his hand. Sadiq said, all right, goddamn. I thought we was cool. Damn.
Then he saw that nigga was like, damn.
Yeah, he was like, oh, shit.
Wait, wrap that shit back up.
My bad.
I thought he was bit at first. And I was like, that's dope.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not happening.
Throat cancer.
You got a goiter.
Yeah. Yeah, damn. No.
This shit is not so whack.
All right, God. But it's just this one. We good.
I don't know.
We'll be back next week.
I don't know.
I think, you know, they just hit
unless
a little
unless Ezekiel
a little
growing
bump.
A baby zombie out the side of his face, I just don't think it's going to be any better.
Ooh, no, that would be
that
dope.
Would be really
if he
dope.
Was drinking the crazy water and it made him grow some shit.
A little alien zombie. Some alien yeah. shit.
Now the motherfucker came out and said,
why he was eating. Why they was eating
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
he was eating
be dope. Shit.
That would be
dope.
A great yeah. way for him to die.
That shit popped out and was a little zombie. Yeah, that'd be tight.
That'd be tight.
You wouldn't like that?
No, I'm sorry.
You a hater, bro.
Be like, damn, RJ, how you get in there?
What's on your neck?
I was like, I'm a brave man.
What's on your neck?
Baba.
I'm tired.
What's that?
Why the rope head man got something on his neck? What happened to your neck?
Y'all leave that baby alone.
He's going to try to touch it.
He's going
to
pop out his neck thinking he in the woods and shit because of his dreads and shit all covered.
Oh God!
Why the dread man die? Why he do that?
It's no speech therapist in the zombie apocalypse. Y'all leave that. Baby
clearly
alone.
Not.
Not yet.
Shit. He need to go ahead it and learn sign be, language man. With Deffy because he can't talk right.
All right. Well,
my bad. Yeah, what y'all think about Daryl's sign language? Like, does he kind of know sign language, or is he like winging that shit?
That
a
was
bit?
My takeaway.
He's trying to figure it out though.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Right. He gave it a hard shit.
Yeah, man.
Y'all didn't know Dale had game like that,
hey,
did you?
Hey, Daryl, we'll do what we need to do, man.
Yeah, true. Because Deffy ain't that bad looking now.
Hell no.
She's pretty cute. So you go ahead.
But that was my takeaway. He needs to learn that shit fast because them telling.
I mean,
he
get better every episode.
Okay,
but he ain't gotta say that much. Nope. We go together. Just write that down on a piece of paper. We
just
go together.
Nigga, me and you.
Right.
He gonna be doing right.
He gonna be doing what, right?
The hole
in the finger.
Yep.
You're going to be doing the hole in the finger.
She'll figure that one out
real quick.
And dog, too.
Because
she's the only one that took care of dog.
Yeah, she did.
Well, Judith did, but he ain't trying to get with Judith. I'm saying she's the only other adult that's taking care of dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he gonna get some before the end of the season. Yeah.
He better. I was thinking the same thing. He better,
it's been
man.
10 years and Daryl ain't had none.
They ain't care about none either.
Damn.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us this week, man. We'll catch y'all next time. We out. Peace.
Bye. Peace.